So here at the Rutland Showground, just a few weeks to go until the very first Rutland Flower Show. I'm here with Tom Mumby, who's put this together. Wow. I mean, it just looks absolutely amazing. 3 days packed full of different things each day. You've got people from all over the country and even possibly abroad who are coming to this.
Yeah, that's right. And thank you, Rob. We're really excited. We've managed to pull together such a great roster of people. You know, for example, Friday we've got Nick Hamilton, Joe Bagley, the houseplant doctor, and then Adam Frost, obviously, on the Saturday. It's a real coup for us for him to be able to come to the Rutland Flower Show. We've had some absolutely amazing response from people getting in contact saying that they're planning on coming from abroad, staying with friends all the way as far as America because they have relatives in Rutland and the surrounding area, and they're desperate to come to the brand new Rutland Flower Show. And it's really incredible. And yeah, we're absolutely chuffed, to be honest with you, Rob.
And you were saying this is very much like a golden triangle to actually base something like this here.
Yeah, it's surprising to us that nothing of this sort of scale has ever happened before, because we've got some absolutely amazing horticultural attractions in Rutland and the surrounding area. I mean, we've got the amazing Barnsdale Gardens, for example, and we've got some absolutely incredible garden centres. I mean, our principal sponsor, Gates Garden Centre, for example, where people come from miles around just to visit that alone. Getting them all together on board, come to the Rutland Flower Show, it made sense as soon as we decided that we were going to put it together and stage it a couple of years ago.
So tell us about actually visiting it and what people can expect.
Yeah, of course. So when they visit the Rutland Flower Show, it's not going to be all flowers. I mean, obviously it is the Rutland Flower Show, so you expect lots of beautiful blossoms, beautiful plants, beautiful anything to do with horticulture. But we're keen on making this a family-friendly event. So we've got everything from a circus for children, vintage fairground rides, to charitable activities for the children. And they can get involved by making their own sort of floral headbands, for example, and all these lovely activities that we're carefully thinking about and laying on. So it caters for everybody, young and old, to come to the show and be occupied and have an absolutely great time.
And you've got the big marquees packed full of things, such as 100 craft stalls.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're quite proud of is we've got the Rutland Grand Marquee sponsored by Gates's, and that is going to host an amazing array of artisans, artists, sculptors, and also, you know, some plants and horticulturalists inside. And yeah, as you say, Rob, we've managed to get 100 in just one huge marquee in itself, which is absolutely incredible. So I challenge anybody who's coming to the Rutland Flower Show, if you can't find what you're looking for in the Grand Marquee, then yeah, please come see me and we'll have a chat.
And you've got live music here, but you're doing it in a kind of way that complements the show. You've got an actual bandstand here.
Yeah, so we've got a Victorian bandstand, and it's going to pump out some absolutely lovely tunes. We've got Gavannon, which is our absolutely great local folk band. We've got the Herbie Lamb Quartet and Sammy Dean and Sam Tor. And they'll be playing throughout the 3 days, and they'll be entertaining everybody that surrounds the bandstand. So when people are just deciding to have a picnic or something to eat and have a sit down and just take in the Rutland Flower Show, you'll have this musical entertainment as well, which, again, we're really pleased with the quality that we've managed to bring to the show.
And you're talking about some of the names from the gardening world that you've got, such as, you know, Nick Hamilton, Adam Frost and others that people would know locally and nationally. And they're going to be doing various talks in your theatre.
Yeah, so in the Rutland Garden Theatre, which is a 500-seat theatre, we've got, like I've just mentioned before, Adam Frost. We've got up-and-coming stars such as Bex Edwards and Gardening by Ish. They're both on TikTok, and incidentally, they are local as well, but we're capturing them now before they get to the big time. But in terms of who else, we've got Matthew Wilson, for example, as many green-fingered people would recognise from the BBC4 Gardeners Question Time coming. So yeah, we had to sort of limit it in the end because we had so many generous offers from people who wanted to get involved in the first ever Rutland Flower Show, from pretty high profile and successful horticulturalists, that we didn't want to oversaturate it, if that makes sense, Rob. So we're absolutely delighted.
Tell us about tickets. It helps if people can buy their tickets in advance before the day, presumably for all sorts of reasons, traffic and also that, you know, you've got that sound base to actually put this event on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And I'd strongly encourage people, if you're thinking of coming, please try to book in advance. And that's simply because the interest has been absolutely huge. So we're at 10,000, just over 10,000 tickets sold already. And we've got a max cap of days. So we don't want to cause absolute pandemonium in the local area. So tickets are running low, particularly on the Friday and a Saturday. So if you are thinking of coming, it's not guaranteed that you'll be able to get a ticket on the day. So that's why we would encourage you to book in advance and to go online on the website to book your ticket.
So Rutland Flower Show, just search for that and you'll go straight there. And it tells you more about the event, of course.
Yeah, so the website's nice and simple. It describes everything that's going on, including a couple of amazing workshops if you wanted to get more involved in the show. So everything's on the website. I'd encourage people to have a look. And then if you like the look of it, please book a ticket and then you'll be certain that you've managed to get a space on the first ever Rutland Flower Show.
And we should mention as well, Oakham in Bloom, as community partners go, you know, it's great to get all the locals involved.
Yeah, that was one of the big things that we wanted to do, because to build a successful flower show, something like this, we wanted a strong core of community involvement and engagement. And Oakham in Bloom is one of them. We've also got Rutland Flower Club, Rutland Garden Club, Rutland Hardy Plant Society, all invited all to showcase what they do for the community, which is brilliant, to come to the show and to showcase it off to everybody in Rutland and outside.
And the word about this, you know, you mentioned about 10,000 tickets already sold. Word of this has spread, I guess, through, you know, all these garden clubs and horticultural societies around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. So even now we're getting a lot of inquiries as to can they please attend, and where we can, we're squeezing them in. But as you can imagine, we're running out of space fairly rapidly. But that's the thing that I'm personally very keen on, is getting as much community involvement as we can to give these great people an opportunity to showcase what they do.
And, you know, even the club's members, just to come and experience something like this at its inception and actually meet other people who are doing similar things from around the country.
Yeah, it's a great place to socialise, to network, just for a day out. And what better way than a flower show and to meet like-minded people? I can't think of anything better and hopefully more friendly and more sort of engaging and welcoming than that. And that's something that we're really keen to pursue.
So 15th to the 17th of August, what time does it all get underway each day?
Yeah, so every day it begins at 9:30, the gates open at 9:30 for the public, and then it finishes at 5 every day. So Friday to Sunday, yeah, plenty of time for everybody to have a good look round. There'll be plenty to see. We've got over 200 exhibitors, so allow yourself plenty of time to have a good look around and have a sit down, have a picnic. Enjoy some of the rides if you've got children and just have a great day.
Wonderful. 3 days of the Rutland Flower Show in the middle of August here at the Rutland Showground. And Tom Mumby, thanks very much for joining us.
Rob, thank you so much and look forward to seeing you there.